This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Another way for you to be in touch with yourself. This is Your Hidden Power. I'm Doug Steffen, welcoming in the people who gather for this program for these times, are interested in expanding their mind, expanding their experiences. And I hear all the time about how much people appreciate my approach to this. Well, I guess it comes from my own interest in wanting my own experience to be greater than it was or used to be. And maybe that's the case with you. We're all going through our changes as we age, as we experience things. We have different approaches to making our lives better. Hopefully we don't run away from the problems that we have, but we deal with them in a way that may make more sense. I think the more ideas you're exposed to, the more sense you can make of your life, and that's the beauty of this time together. So let's focus on something in this first part of the hour. Uri will join us, Uri Geller, later on in the hour, and so will our psychic scout, Mary O'Malley, and our astrologer Maria Trilogy will be here. Joining us now, though, is Dr. Edward Feldman, who runs a practice. He's a chiropractor. He studied at the University of New York in Buffalo, was a chiropractor there, went to the Chiropractic College, National Board of Chiropractic Examiners. He's doing that now. But he is specialized in craniosacral therapy, which is something that I've just discovered in the past couple of years. I don't know you, Dr. Feldman, but I am very interested in this and getting more information so that people can understand how this is a very dynamic way. I know I found it to be that case anyway. Very dynamic way to improve your physical and, I think, emotional health. There's something about what goes on in your brain, how it's touched, and then how it affects the rest of your body. It's fascinating. And you might want to check out Dr. Feldman's website, which is feldmanwellness.com. So, with that introduction, let's ask the doctor what really craniosacral therapy is and how it was developed.
Well, yes. Hi, good morning. Thanks for inviting me. Cranial sacral therapy, it comes from the field of osteopathic medicine. It was developed in the early part of the 20th century by an osteopath, William Sutherland, who saw that the bones of the skull move. He looked at a disarticulated skull and realized that there's movement there. And that movement moves the cerebral spinal fluid in your body, which is responsible, and within the cerebral spinal fluid is housed the intelligence to govern the cells and tissues of your nerve, of all, the whole body to function. So by getting proper distribution of cerebral spinal fluid, you're ensuring your health. So this was a radical change, you know, and from just regular manipulation, because now you're working with the inner recesses of the inner workings of the central nervous system that houses the brain, the membranes that cover the brain and spinal cord, and the cerebral spinal fluid that bathes the brain.
Well, without getting into the weeds too much, let's talk a little more, though, about this fascinating idea that your brain, your skull, is a movable object. Because most of us, I think, until we learn this, think our brain is just covered. We look at skeletons and you see your head and looks like the bone is all one piece that covers your brain. But in fact, what you're saying, what you're telling us, is that's not the case.
That's right. That's right. If you look at a disarticulated skull, a skull that's sort of blown apart to show an anatomy, and you'll see very serrations in the beveled edges of the bones, which means that they're movable. It's not one encased unit. In fact, that's how the discovery of the of craniosacral therapy came about. The osteopath looked at this disarticulated skull and he said, beveled like the gills of a fish for primary respiration. In other words, for movement to occur. That he looked at these serrated edges and he said, oh, there must be movement involved. And then he did experiments on himself, and then he devoted his life, William Sutherland devoted his life, to finding out more about it. And then they developed a whole system around it. So yes, in the early, you know, in the 15th century, Italian anatomists knew that the skull moved. It was only later in the in English anatomy, in Gray's anatomy, that they then said that the skull is fused. But early on, it was known to be a movable unit.
So the health that you recognize, I have somebody that I see regularly for this sort of thing. I have a couple of different kinds of chiropractors. Long time ago, when chiropractic first became popular, I say a long time ago, it was what, in the 1930s, I think, in that, and then after World War II, it emerged as a very popular way. For a long time, however, the American Medical Association would thwart the efforts of people in chiropractic practice to have the same respect, i.e. get paid by insurance companies. That's been fixed, though, I think, in the last 10, 12, 14 years. And does that also impact you? You are getting the same benefits as other chiropractors from being able to be covered by insurance? Is that your situation, Dr.
Palmer? Right.
Yeah.
Yes, yes. I see a lot of people who have chronic problems that have been elsewhere. They've been to other chiropractors or physical therapists. They've had concussions. They've had chronic pain situations. They have chronic headaches. They could have had a head injury. And, yes, they come to me, and we're able to work with their insurance companies and, help them out quite a bit.
Let's go one step further with this in terms of helping. With all of the focus these days on the football players, sports enthusiasts are wondering, is there any way they can be covered? The youngsters who are playing too young, in my opinion, because their brains and bones haven't been formed yet. But the people who get injured, who have concussions, who are playing soccer or hockey or they're in boxing, whatever it may be, is there a way to alleviate the problem that has been now so much a focus of the news media the last 3, 4, 5 years?
Yeah, I'm glad you brought that up, because it's probably the only real recourse to effective treatment. You know, besides bed rest now, there isn't really a prescribed treatment. So cranial sacral therapy can offer that. I've worked with several, half dozen at least, if not more, a dozen concussion patients who've improved significantly. I had a young woman who was going to an Ivy League school and also was an actress, and she had suffered a concussion. She had a severe blow to the back of her head in an altercation with a boyfriend, and she was suffering. She had loss of she had photosensitivity. She couldn't concentrate. She experienced balance problems. She couldn't focus. She, as I said, so she was sensitive to sound and light. And after working with me for about 3.5 months, she was able to go on vacation with her family in South America and then return the following semester to school and resume all her studies again. That was a very quick recovery. You know, a lot of kids languish or are hurt and then go back to school, don't recover well, and are really, don't even participate in their social group, peer groups again. So it's pretty, you know, sad state for them. So I feel this is definitely something that could be offered to them.
All right, Dr. Edward Feldman is here with us as we go through something that you may not have known was a possibility on Your Hidden Power. I'm Doug Steffen with a way for you to take off pounds sensibly. There are a lot of people who are in the weight loss business, weight loss support groups. The country is full of people with ideas on how you can lose weight. The United States, Canada, all over Europe. A lot of people have to learn about nutrition, portion control, food planning, exercise, motivation, that sort of thing. But the place to start to take off the weight is with a product called Calitren, C-A-L-O-T-R-E-N. Calitren, the benefits of Calitren have been supported here, better sleep. You take four capsules before you go to bed, and they go to work all night long, helping you to build up the protein, because Calitren is collagen, and that's the number one protein in your body, what you need to develop more muscle, more strength, and to push out the fat cells so you can lose the weight. Joint support is a sort of a coterminal thing that helps because collagen is very good for your joints as well. So if you got back problems, hip problems, knee problems, get this product. It'll help you lose weight and help your joints. Same thing. Two benefits from the same product. Calitren, available only at toploss.com. Take my word for it. I've used it. Toploss.com. Get the special deal. Price goes down when you use the code DJV.
At Discover, we believe anniversaries should be a time of celebration, not obligation. That's why we think annual fees are ridiculous. And now just for giving us a try, we're going to give new card members a one-year anniversary gift they'll never forget. At the end of your first year, we'll match all the cash back you've earned dollar for dollar. No caps and no catches, because we know if you try us, you'll like us. And that's worth every penny. Try it and believe it at discover.com/match. Cashback match offer only for new card members. Limitations apply.
Freedom doesn't start in the White House. It starts in your house. Here's Helen Kriebel.
Catherine faced a difficult battle with cancer and decided to do what she loved most, baking cupcakes. She and her sister set up a food truck called Cupcakes for Courage and were doing well until the heavy hand of the law swooped in. The city of Chicago prohibits food trucks within 200 feet of any restaurant. And in that neighborhood, it means 97% of all streets are off limits. These gutsy gals looked through the lens of liberty and fought the city's attempt to protect favored businesses against competition. Court sided with the city, but Catherine gets the last laugh. Her baked goods sold so well, she now has two food trucks and two stores. The fight against government chipping away our freedom is needed in every town and neighborhood, including yours. Let's join that fight.
For more, check out our podcast at lensofliberty.org.
United States Navy veteran Jack Holder talks about the attack on Pearl Harbor and what was going through his mind as he laid in a ditch avoiding Japanese aircraft.
I'm not sure how long we were in the ditch, but as I sat there, I've been asked, what my thoughts were at that time, and I guess my most vivid memory is, God, please don't let me die in this ditch.
The American Veterans Center protects the legacy and honors the sacrifice of American veterans. To hear more, like us on Facebook.
It's a very interesting reality, that is, understanding your brain and how it works and choosing things that can help your brain in a physical way. Dr. Edward Feldman is here with us in this portion of Your Hidden Power, and the focus on craniosacral biodynamics and how it affects the rest of your body. I have a very good friend who appears on the radio with me with regularity, Dr. Feldman. His name is Jack Stockwell. He's a NUCCA chiropractor, which, as you know, is the upper cervical spine region specialty, not like yours, but dealing, getting closer to the brain. Are there benefits of having both of these sorts of things? Can you have three chiropractors, one for general usage, one like Jack for the NUCCA practice, and one like you for craniosacral?
Well, I don't know about three, but two, certainly more, at least two would be, you can have a very specific upper cervical chiropractor who could address, like you said, the two upper vertebrae, which are most important, contain a lot of nerves and arteries. Mm-hmm. That also helps the whole spine. I mean, and a cranial person is different. A craniosacral person would be someone else. Yeah,
right.
That's true.
Yeah, okay, yeah. So I want to talk about how it affects the rest of your body. We've talked about the brain here. Let's give people in a few minutes how it affects your heart and other functions in the body. I think that's a very important adjunct to this conversation. Dr. Edward Feldman here on Your Hidden Power.
that.
That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
How well and how fast does Heart and Body Extract work to improve blood circulation? Listen.
My name is Ellis, and I'm 66 years old, and I live in Jacksonville, Florida. 2 years ago, I was diagnosed as having clogged arteries. I had 70% blockage in one artery leading to my heart. They wanted me to go on Plavix, but I refused, knowing the negative side effects.
Heart and Body Extract is a unique balance, synergy, and proportion of herbs reaching from head to toe at maximum absorption around 95% at the cellular level.
Within the first month, I felt a dramatic difference. The heaviness in my legs was reduced, and within 2 months, I felt completely normal.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract. Call 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Bad theater seats, cheap Halloween masks, my apartment, all things with obstructed views. Add to these large trucks and buses. 18-wheelers and large buses have big blind spots, and like my apartment, they don't always have the best view. Bus and truck drivers deal with blind spots around the entire vehicle. Always take care not to ride alongside or too close behind them. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
Hidden Power. I'm Doug Steffen. If I do say so myself, we offer fabulous ways for you to look at life and how your body and your mind works in so many different ways. An example of that is the current podcast at yourhiddenpowershow.com. Peter Faust is on the current podcast. He's a co-facilitator with the Constellation Approach, immersing you and your experiences with your families. Families of your family, people that are close to you, their families, family lineage, to understand who you are better. He and his wife do that, and that's explained well, the role of energy, intuition, and family constellations. There's a book called Messengers of Healing that Peter Faust and his wife have written. You should get it. It really, I found this to be so helpful to find out. You know, we're always trying to figure out why, or I know I always ask that. Maybe that's why I'm a decent talk radio person, because I like to ask questions. Anyway, Peter has a lot of information at his website, as does Uri Geller, who's on the current podcast, and our psychic Cal Mary O'Malley. So check them all out. Every week there's a new podcast. They're accruative, and they're all listed there, so you can look at which one comes first and help yourself to things that may be of interest to you. YourHiddenPowerShow.com. Dr. Edward Feldman is with us here for a couple of more minutes. He's in practice. You know, I didn't ask you this. We were talking about the osteopedic side of this. A doctor of a DO is one of these. Are you a DO as well as being a doctor of chiropractic?
No, Doug. I'm a chiropractor, not an osteopath. I'm a licensed chiropractor.
Okay. All right. So we were in the throes of figuring out what it is that this work does on the cranial area, the head, to affect the rest of our body. For example, all the things that are involuntary, your heart rate, your breathing, those sorts of things. How are they affected by this work?
Well, I'm glad you brought that up, because what you're referring to is the workings of the autonomic nervous system. That's what goes on beneath conscious control. So like you mentioned, it controls breathing, heart rate, digestion, sleep, sex, all these vital functions go on. And if there's an imbalance between the parts of that system, the sympathetic and parasympathetic, the brake and the gas pedal, then it's almost like the thermostat in our home is the rheostat is not working properly, and we can, you know, be susceptible to a lot of medical maladies that we take medications for. But by doing this kind of work and dissipating the stress and getting getting the body back into homeostasis or balance. It's a very, you know, that's what this work does.
Yeah, let me put it in a different way. We have so much trouble with drugs, liquor, alcohol, that sort of thing. People go there because they have problems that they don't seem to know how to address. This is a way of getting a literal adjustment that will do wonders for you. Again, Dr. Feldman, underscoring stress. Many people will tell you the reason they drink is because they're under a lot of stress, or they smoke, or take whatever it is. It's stress-related. So this is the way, naturally, and that's why I get excited about it, because it does the same things, and it doesn't hurt.
That's correct. This dissipates or relieves the accumulation of daily stress. And in case I didn't make it clear before, your body has within itself all the factors with which to maintain health and to heal itself in case of disease or trauma. So by resetting this sort of inner mechanism in the body through the cranial sacral therapy, you can affect all these areas. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, there are plenty of reasons to try this out. Dr. Feldman's office is in, is it New York? Do you do this stuff over the phone? I have to be in person.
I'm right outside of Princeton, New Jersey. It's generally done in person. It's a hands-on modality. I have an office right outside Princeton, New Jersey. So it's very convenient to Princeton, which is a kind of a major, you know, town.
All right, so but the learning here is what's helpful. Check out Dr. Feldman's website, feldmanwellness.com.
Hi, friends. It's Victoria Keelan. Let's talk about your health. There's no question you need omega-3s, but which form should you take, fish oil or krill oil? It can be confusing. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus from our friends at Purity Products. I take them every day, and I love it because it combines ultra-pure fish oil for your heart and krill oil for your joints together in one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote your cardiovascular health in ways your doctor will love. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just about 7 days, so you will feel better, guaranteed. Purity is so sure that Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you, they want to send you a free bottle just to put it to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil anymore. It's both, and now it's free. Just pay a little shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now, 1-800-355-1493. That's 1-800-355-1493.
You can spend this fall hauling bags of leaves to the curb or hauling. Hurry in to your local Dodge dealership for great deals on Dodge Charger with 292 horsepower and 30 mpg highway. Dodge Challenger, the most affordable V8 in its class. And Dodge Durango. This fall, get great deals at your local Dodge dealership. EPA estimated MPG. Actual results may vary based on Wards Middle Specialty Segment. Dodge is a registered trademark of FCA US LLC.
On the track, even 1/100th of a second decides who wins and who loses. That's why Bridgestone uses advanced racing technology to create their fastest street-legal replacement tire yet. The new Bridgestone Potenza RE71R. Engineered with an innovative hydro-evacuation surface and unique tread compounds, the new Potenza RE71R is designed to give you maximum grip and ultimate cornering on or off the track. Bridgestone is changing the game in tire performance.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky. Hurricane Florence churning and heading toward the U.S. Evacuations underway along the coast in North and South Carolina as the eye gets closer.
First, the ocean surge along our coast. Then the strong winds, which may be higher than the other hurricanes that we have recently experienced. And, of course, inland flooding from heavy rains.
North Carolina Governor Roy Cooper declaring a state of emergency because of Hurricane Florence.
The forecast places North Carolina in the bullseye of Hurricane Florence.
And folks who live in Hawaii preparing for Hurricane Olivia. Here's Hawaii Governor David Ige.
We do expect strong wind in addition to rain and flooding as potential risk, high surf and storm surge.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, tickets, or anything else. Our company specializes in low-cost SR22 auto insurance. We know that mistakes happen and offer free quotes for very affordable auto insurance meant specifically for you, the overpaying high-risk driver. The quote is free and we'll handle the filing so you could start saving money. Call 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725.
What does Meals on Wheels do? They deliver meals and smiles to homebound seniors. But Meals on Wheels does something else. They turn a volunteer's lunch break into a meaningful experience.
As small and as simple as the relationship is between a volunteer and a client of Meals on Wheels, it's really so impactful. I never thought that 5 minutes could make so much difference in the lives of two people, but it has.
Drop off a warm meal and get more than you expect. Volunteer at AmericaLet'sDoLunch.org. That's AmericaLet'sDoLunch.org. Brought to you by Meals on Wheels America and the Ad Council.
All right, crew, let's get her dug.
Honey, you want to give me a hand? I'm planting that tree, remember?
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. You must call 811 at least 2 to 3 business days before any digging project, so you can avoid hitting our essential buried utilities. This includes natural gas and petroleum pipelines, electric, communication cables, and water and sewer lines. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects, big or small, make the call to 811. Brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Your Hidden Power, Doug Steffen now with Uri Geller, whose website, urigeller.com, brings you around to understanding just what goes on in the mind of someone who has such a mind. And because the hidden power is in your mind, we are here to motivate you. And I don't know anybody better than Uri to motivate, wanting to win success. He's all about that, the action of success, teaching people how to hang on. If you're letting go, perhaps you ought to wait just a second. You're not really finished unless you feel like you're going to quit. You're not defeated till you quit. Uri's never quit anything that I know of. That's one of the great qualities about him that I love, perseverance, overcoming things. So if you're looking for a way to get yourself out of what you think is failure or you're falling down or something, listen to the next couple of minutes, because Uri keeps reinventing himself. He's now one of the judges on, which one of the shows is it that's in Israel?
It's called Israel Got Talent. It's the equivalent to,
like, America's Got Talent.
Simon Cowell's America Got Talent, Britain Got Talent. It's all over the world. It's in 60 countries worldwide, and historically, it's the most successful reality television show ever in the history of TV.
So he was the conceiver of this, wasn't? Isn't this his? The licensing is his in all of these countries, Simon Cowell's?
Yes, yes. He is the brainchild behind this amazing series. In some countries, I think it's like 10 years in the run now. And it's so incredible because in each country, there are lots of amazing talents. And they are in the field of singing, acrobats, jugglers, children playing piano, singing. You've got bizarre performances, weird performances, funny performances, very, very emotional performances. So it's a show that clicks and has very high ratings in every country. And I'm on the second season, so I'm the judge on this season. And
all right, wait a minute. Hold on just a second. I'm looking at a video that you just sent me. This lady in the purple dress, is she one of the people that's participating? What are you doing? Was that just taken this morning of you on the street?
The clip. This one was taken 6 minutes ago. 6 minutes ago, I'm walking over to a vegan restaurant, a small kind of communal restaurant, neighborhood restaurant, and I saw this very beautiful looking bride in a purple dress, and I thought, I'll bend a coin for her, and then she can take it to a jeweler. A jeweler makes a hole inside the coin, through the coin, and then she can wear it as a necklace. No one wears penna gurahs around their neck. This is very special. And it's a conversation piece because, if she wears that, penna gurahs is like a sin. People will ask her, what on earth are you wearing a bent coin? And all she says is, yeah, it's special because it was bent by Uri Geller with his mind.
Well, one of the things that this shows, I get a kick out of it, going through, you think you're on a street in New York City, except for the clothing this lady is wearing. Is she a Muslim? When is she getting married? And is she a mother? Looks like she's with her mother. Her mother looks like she's in Muslim garb.
Yeah, I think she's Muslim. And, Jaffa has Jews, Christian Arabs, Muslim Arabs. It's an amazing way of living here. Everyone loves everyone.
Yeah, everybody loves everybody else. So today is Rosh Hashanah, and I wonder how it's being celebrated there. As we think of Israel as the Jewish state, even though, as you've just pointed out, there are lots of people living there in peace and harmony. It sort of flies in the face of what the news media wants us to believe about what goes on there. But how does life change, or how is it different for Rosh Hashanah than it might be any other day of the year for most Jews there?
Well, there's definitely less traffic. Most of the shops are closed. Only some restaurants are open. I'm actually surprised that the vegan is open. You feel a vibration of peace and mind, peace, mm-hmm. peace. I always use the term peace of mind. And it's just, you feel that there is a holiday. I have modeled 50 years ago, Dad, 50 years ago, I was in my army uniform, and a photographer stopped me and took a picture of me and a female soldier against the Knesset, the Israeli parliament.
Right.
And it
yep.
turned out into a Shana Tova card, which is, the card that you send in Rosh Hashanah, which is the name of the holiday. and I found that they're still selling it after 50 years in tiny shops around Israel. I'm going to send you a picture of it right now, okay?
All right.
So it's so, funny, looking back at 50 years, my gosh, I'd say, how time flies.
Well, but look at all the people that you've motivated, been affected by you. So let's just spend a minute before we run out of time talking about the production of the TV program. You're a judge, and you have to go one day a week. How many days a week do you have to go there? And is the if we looked at it in Israel, would it look the same as what you said you equated it with Simon Cowell's America's Got Talent? Is it basically the same? You got all kinds of people that isn't just singing and dancing?
It's exactly the same, Doug. It's different talents, four judges, and very hard work. I get up at 6 o'clock, come back at midnight, because it's very intensive. And it's not only judging the act, but it's the makeup, it's the styling, clothing they choose for you, hairstyle. I mean, it's incredible.
Yeah,
and then the background thing of taking promos and publicity and so on, but it's worth it. I love it.
I bet you do, and I bet you're good at it. It'd be fun to see some of the outtakes. All right, folks, I'm sure they'll appear as well on Uri's website, but talk about being motivated. He doesn't stop, doesn't slow down, and that's, in fact, a very important part of how this program works. It doesn't age as just a BS number. If you feel like going on, feel like changing life, feel like making things better, no matter what your age, you can do it, and you get a lot of legs up on some of the things that you may want to know more about by going to Uri's website, URIGELLER, urigeller.com. Thanks, Uri.
This report is brought to you by U.S. Express. With low unemployment contributing to a severe driver shortage, national trucking company U.S. Express is introducing a college scholarship program to help attract and retain drivers. The program is open to all of U.S. Express's roughly 7,000 drivers, and in a first, their dependents, age 17 to 26. All professionally trained U.S. Express drivers can enroll in the company's full ride program to earn a degree online through Ashford University. Each driver may enroll up to two dependents at one time. Eric Fuller, president and CEO of U.S. Express, discusses this new initiative.
In order to attract more drivers, many companies are offering increased pay and signing bonuses. In addition to doing that, U.S. Express is proud to be the first trucking company ever to offer our drivers and their families a full ride to earn a bachelor's or master's degree in the field of their choice.
U.S. Express is one of the top five largest truckload carriers in the United States. For more, visit usexpress.com.
As a small business owner, you make every dollar count. So what could you do with $10? Go to Vistaprint.com today, and you'll get 500 high-quality custom business cards for only $9.99. That's less than 2 cents per card. And at Vistaprint, your satisfaction is absolutely guaranteed. So it's never been easier to turn 500 strangers into connections. Just visit Vistaprint.com and use promo code 2000 at checkout. That's Vistaprint.com, promo code 2000.
Cancer is the number one cause of death by disease for children in the U.S. today. Since the Austin Hatcher Foundation's birth in 2006, it has grown to provide unique programs to help the children and the families affected by pediatric cancer. Support begins at the time of diagnosis and continues throughout survivorship at no cost to families. Lives touched by the foundation continue to rise each day. But we need your help. Donate, volunteer, or partner with the Austin Hatcher Foundation. Learn how you can get involved. Visit hatcherfoundation.org for more information.
44 past the hour, your hidden power. Now excited to have with us our psychic scout, Mary O'Malley, who focuses on getting your best from you. A lot of people live their lives in fear. I was reading something, Mary, about how fear blocks creativity. It makes people tell a story, or it begins, you tell yourself a story about what you're afraid of rather than what, you know, most of the time, what is it? Worries lead to fear, and 99% of worrying never comes to fruition anyway. But all worrying right. does and all fear does is kill your creativity. So how do you help as a psychic? How do you help people out of this fear that breaks into or blocks their creativity?
Well, generally, either they, you know, acknowledge it or spirit acknowledges it. And I can take a look down the road, so to speak, and see the likelihood of that fear happening.
Mm-hmm.
But once again, it's a lot of it, you know, stories we tell ourselves that creates an emotional response and a physical response to something that doesn't even exist.
Yeah.
Last
week, unfortunately, you weren't here to hear the discussion of the constellation therapy that, again, breaks people's fears down because it helps you to understand where you come from, what your family is all about. That helps you to understand what has gone on before, whether it's your family or the families of people that are close to you. And it really does break down a lot of fears. It just seems like we're so surrounded by fear. Really and truly, it's, and the news media does nothing but foster that. So it's almost like you gotta remove yourself. I mean, somebody can spend an hour or two with you and come out of there feeling really charged up, ready to go. I'm gonna deal with this, 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 and this. And then they listen to the radio or newscast or they read the newspaper or watch some of these cable news channels and they go back into there. You gotta really be strong. Recognizing the problem, though, is a really strong beginning, isn't it?
It is. You know, it's 100% of it. You know, because sometimes people they'll talk about their fears, and even in just speaking about them out loud, hear how silly they are, or ridiculous they are, or how unlikely they are.
But they're so real to them. They're real. Those fears, they come across, you know, they believe them, and they're almost afraid. Fear is stronger than anything else. You can be afraid of having to deal with something and not deal with it because you're just afraid. And one wonders if people don't think about, well, isn't it going to be better on the other side of getting over the fear, right? And is that part of what you have to overcome with people, understanding that if you just do this and work on it, and then when you get to the point on the other side, you won't have those fears. Easier said than done.
Exactly. Yeah. Just walking into it, you know, and saying, well, even if it's fearful, you know, using a little courage to walk into it, generally, you know, things dissipate pretty quickly.
Well, but
so,
things are all
it is hard.
Yeah, well, it's based on our... You and I have talked about this in your own upbringing and my upbringing, and probably pretty much everybody who's listening has got something that they need to deal with from their childhood or when their parents were children, you know, whatever that brings. They bring with them the tools to disrupt things. And that's really what the personal advancement, moving ahead. But you got to look at yourself. You can't, it's not, you know, I remember a lot of times sort of playing the blame game. And I remember somebody I was very close to said, you know, you're a little old to be blaming your parents for whatever is going on. And that's, yeah, but it's dealing, it's understanding it. I don't know whether it sounds confusing or not, but I don't think, I mean, it's very clear to me now that that's what you got to do. So,
and as a child, we absorb other people's stories, our parents' stories, teachers, things like that.
Yeah.
And we don't realize that it's their story and not our story.
Right.
You know,
but you can make it your story.
Consciously. Yeah.
If your mother lives an unhappy, unpleasant, cold life, that doesn't mean that you have to. Same thing with your father. Whatever your father's experience, that doesn't mean you have to go there. But if you don't deal with stuff like this and go to a professional like Mary, then you'll have a hard time really breaking the bond of your family and your parents is a very important part. You know, people declare their independence at 18. I'm moving out of the house. That doesn't mean you're moving away from the grips of your mother or your father. It just means you're moving physically away from them. That doesn't always become a key to the future. Check out Mary's help at psychicscout.com, psychicscout.com. Mary O'Malley.
Message and data rates may apply. Individual results may vary. See website for details.
But hey, I'm buying a huge flat-screen TV so I can finally see it without my glasses.
Why not just get LASIK at the LASIK Vision Institute? That's what I'm doing.
My glasses and contacts are a pain. I'd love to finally get rid of these, but who can afford LASIK?
you can. Because the LASIK Vision Institute is offering dramatically low prices and an absolutely free consultation. Just text DO33 to 350350. The LASIK Vision Institute has already performed over a million procedures. They use the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology that helps the majority of patients achieve 20/20 vision for a fraction of what others charge. Better vision, better value. The LASIK Vision Institute. Make this the year you finally get LASIK. For a free consultation plus an extra 20% discount, text DO33 to 350350. You'll see for free if LASIK is right for you. That's DO33 to 350350.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-318-4349 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-318-4349. Again, that's 800-318-4349.
Astrology enthusiasts, you've come to the right place because we have our astrologer from heaven, Maria Francesca Trilogy. Matter of fact, she's written a book that is heavenly. Life is good when you do the work. You can check it out at her website, MariaFrancescaTrilogy.com. If you want to be in touch with her, astrologer4yourlife@gmail.com. A lot of people going to get a read on the events in their life. Sometimes, some people call you every day, some people once a week, some people once a month. There is a new moon in Virgo. So what does that mean for the future? What does it mean for the now? A new moon in Virgo. Virgo, we are in the month of Virgo. This is the month of September. Much of it is a Virgo month. So what does this mean?
Well, it is interesting that, you know, there's only a new moon in that specific sign once a year.
Right.
Right? Because it only happens monthly, and it happens in the sign that the sun is in. So it's sort of like the sun and moon coming together.
Now, it's an interesting system if you understand the 28-day the cycle of the moon. Yeah, it really is, and how it really affects astrological understanding. Anyway, so you started to say?
That Virgo is a very practical, organized, and more very earthy, grounded, making decision based on what is the most practical way of looking at something.
Virgos and are Virgo, great business people. Great business
people. Oh, totally. And they're here to be of service.
Mm-hmm.
That is what the mandate is. Every sign has a mandate. Here to be compassionate, here to be creative, here. So every sign is a gift. And I thought it would be fun if we at some point started a little series where that's, we would just specifically target different signs. But going back to Virgo, yes, they are, so dependable that's why they're good business people. Once they start on a project, that is it. They dedicate to that project down to the most minute detail. That is also why they're good business people. They know what the details are that are necessary to make the project not only, not only finished in a timely manner, but finished with, you know, the details that makes something, I like to use the word lovely, it doesn't always work out in business, but it does. They are somebody that you want on your team. In their personal life, they also have this need for practicality. So they're the opposite sign of Pisces. Pisces comes strictly, mostly from emotion.
Mm-hmm.
A Virgo will come more from, yeah, thank you. What's practical here? What do we need to get done here? And how can we do it in a timely manner, and how can we do it so everybody wins?
Yeah.
That is their goal. So with this new moon, we have an opportunity to do that.
So how do the signs, we got about a minute here, juxtapose? The Virgo comes after the fire sign of Leo.
Leo,
and
right.
So are they the opposites? Is it 3 months and six months that are the opposite, or are they next to each other? Are they the opposite?
Yeah, well, they're neighbors. So here's, it's an interesting dynamic. It goes from, so it'll go from fire to earth, and then from earth to air. So if fire gets everything, everything fired up.
Yeah.
So they're the creative ones, but then somebody's got to implement their creativity.
Mm-hmm.
So the next sign comes along to do that. Aries is fire, and then Taurus, the earth, follows it to do the work.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what, that's how it works. But that's an interesting dynamic for us to talk to on the air sometime as well. How one follows the other in that sequence, and what's the purpose?
Yeah, that is, I think it's very, and the moon and the various signs also intriguing. Lots of intrigue in the astrological world. Maria Trilogy, astrologer for your life at gmail.com on Your Hidden Power.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.